Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 20th, 2024 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Singapore. In Diaries today, we have Xavier looking at, well, some recent Python malware that he found. This particular Python malware is unique in a couple of ways. First of all, it runs in Windows and Linux, and then it attempts to detect whether or not it's running in a debugger in both operating systems. In Windows, there are a couple standard ways of doing that. The particular malware here is using the Microsoft API call is debugger present, which is made available in Python via the respective C types WinDLL kernel 32 library. In Linux, well, there is no real sort of quick standard way like this, but of course you can still detect whether or not you are running inside a debugger. The particular methodology that's being used by this script is to check the procself status file. It does include a line with a tracer PID. This is not zero if the program is running inside strace, which of course is a common tool used in order to reverse software like this. Beyond that, it's not clear what this particular malware is doing. Xavier is still analyzing it. The particular bytecode that is being used here doesn't quite appear to work. Could still be some malware on the development. The virus total score is pretty low with 2 out of 64. Last week, Palo Alto did publish this advisory that I've mentioned before that hinted that there is an exploit going around for at that point, unknown vulnerability, and Palo Alto did recommend isolating the admin interface. Well, we now have more details from Palo Alto and also patches. There are two distinct vulnerabilities. The one is an authentication bypass vulnerability in PanOS that does allow unauthenticated attackers to gain administrator privileges. The second vulnerability allows an administrator to then execute actions as root on PanOS. So together, these two vulnerabilities give an unauthenticated attacker full control over the device. So applying the patches is definitely the first thing that you want to do here, but also keep in mind the initial advisory from Palo Alto stating you should isolate this admin interface is still very valid and something that you must do as well, given that this is probably not the last vulnerability. Shadow Server does currently track about 8,700 exposed Palo Alto OS management interfaces. And back in September, Broadcom released initial patches for two vulnerabilities affecting VMware vCenter server. The first vulnerability was a heap overflow for the DCE RPC protocol. The second one, a privilege escalation vulnerability. Well, the initial patch in September was not sufficient, so there was a second patch being published then in October. These two vulnerabilities are now officially being exploited according to Broadcom. So in particular, given this sort of little bit confusion about the two different patches for the same vulnerability, please double check and make sure that you applied these patches and that the patch you applied is the later patch from October. And Veritas released a security bulletin warning of several deserialization vulnerabilities in Veritas Enterprise Vault. These vulnerabilities may lead to remote code execution. The problem here is that there is no patch available, and Veritas suggests that a patch will have to wait for Enterprise Vault 15.2, which is expected to be available in the third quarter of 2025. So that's about a year from today. Given the severity of the vulnerability, that sounds a little bit strange to wait that long. However, this vulnerability is only exploitable under fairly specific circumstances. The exploitable feature, which is the .NET remoting feature, is listening on randomized ports. They're usually firewalled, and in order to exploit this, an attacker would need to have access to a virtual machine on the network, which could happen via RDP. So a couple of dependencies here, even though, of course, this still sounds like a pretty good sort of lateral movement vulnerability to exploit. There are also some additional mitigating steps that Veritas discusses in the advisory. So any user of this Veritas software, definitely heed the advice and apply the mitigation steps. Well, that's it for today. And again, if you happen to be in Singapore on Wednesday, I'll be speaking about the Internet Storm Center at our community night. Please pre-register on the Singapore November website at the sans.org site. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.